I remember that, yes, there was in the history book something about the Pullman strike. There's always something about the Pullman strike because there's always something about Eugene Debs. When you have a little bit about Eugene Debs, and that takes care of socialism, you see. You have the Pullman strike, that takes care of the labor movement. But I didn't learn anything in any of these classes about the Lawrence Textile Strike of 1912, a magnificent, dramatic episode in American history. Or about the Colorado coal strike of 1913, 1914, and a Ludlow massacre. I had to read about that on my own. I had to listen to a song by Woody Guthrie called The Ludlow Massacre, which led me to wonder what was that about, and led me to look into that, and then ask myself, how come none of this was told to me? How come the name Mother Jones never appeared in any of my history books or any of my courses? How come Emma Goldman never appeared in any of my... None of this. So I wanted to teach and write about that which I thought had been neglected. And I began to think there was a reason for neglecting that. Again, not a reason that seven people gathered in a room to plan, but a reason that comes out of the normal workings of a society, of an economic system and a social system and a political system in which power and wealth are concentrated at the top. I wanted to write about history from that other point of view.